Good morning. 7:15 a.m. March 20th, 2017. It's, really? 7:15? I must have really been hiking because I was taking pictures at 7 o'clock. And I've already done the first mile. And yeah, I am in a hurry. I am in a hurry this morning. I got a lot of stuff to do between now and 9 o'clock. Between now and 8:50. I got to get breakfast. I got to get make sure the kid is up. I'd like to get this posted. And it's a vernal equinox. It's Ostara. The day for putting trouble behind you. The day for adopting new habits, new positivity. So I posted a bonus picture this morning of pre-sunrise. By the time the sun actually got up, the sky was not particularly inspiring because the cloud deck extended so far down to the horizon that by the time the sun actually rose, the angle of the clouds and the sun was actually obscuring the sun. But I got a pre-dawn picture of the sunshine. There's some interesting lenticular clouds out here this morning. They're like pancakes, two or three on it, instead of being spread out like they normally are. There's two or three. There's a stack of five over there, off to the northwest. Lenticular clouds are cup-shaped, generally flat, with a cup on the bottom. They look like lenses, hence the name. And they occur around here all the time because of the mountains. They're caused by updrafts. So a westerly wind coming over the mountains gets deflected upward. And the change in pressure creates clouds, and the direction of the wind cups the clouds upward. It's very sharp. They're very, very striking this morning. There's so cirrostratus way up high. There's some alto cumulus scattered about. So yesterday was not a very good day in terms of putting new words down for fire. It was an excellent day for chunking out a bunch of stuff that needed chunking out. The deadline for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers proposals for the Colorado Gold Conference in September is at the end of the month, so it's like 10 days away, which means all the people who have been procrastinating have started tossing their hats in the ring, started tossing their proposals into the pool, where last week I think we had 8, this week we had 26. I think I mentioned this yesterday. 3 of them were mine, so I recused myself from grading those. Then there was getting this morning's review up. I've been contemplating this review for quite a while. The review is for Maggie Hogarth's Even the Wingless, which is her very dark look at the other side of her universe. It's disturbing, it's troubling, it's brilliant, on the one hand I'm warning people away, on the other hand I can't really recommend it highly enough, just because it is so... I found it. I'm sure everybody will not find it to be. I found it to be amazing. Because it's dark, because it's violent, because it's everything that Mind, Touch, and Earthrise isn't. Aren't. Whatever. And yet, totally, absolutely engaging, believable, horrible. Ultimately redeeming. That was amazing. Anyway. So I got that out yesterday. I got the 26 reviews, 23 reviews for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers out yesterday. I tried to post the column for this month, the Indie Life column, for the newsletter, which isn't a newsletter anymore, but a weekly email blast that makes it easy to overlook. And they've taken away the ability to upload an article, to upload a feature article. They've only made announcements, basically announcements. So if we want to submit something, we have to submit an announcement. It's like, this isn't an announcement, I don't. If you want to do away with the column, just let me know. I can take this content and repurpose it for the blog. I'm due for a blog. I gotta write a blog for the second Friday in April. Okay, Easter must be, let's see. Looks like last quarter moon. Today's the equinox. So the first full moon should be in about a week. It should be a week from today, which is a Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, Bunker Post. So Easter must be, what, 2 weeks from yesterday? No, I meant to pause so that you could all say monk post with me. My brain is going like a million miles an hour. It's very distracting. It's very troubling. Having seen How to ADHD's video on medication and how she talks about not being able to sit down, not being able to focus on writing, not being able to, because she had to put a script together, and not being able to focus on it enough to actually get it done. Okay, this guy's going to come in here. Pace a little bit. Good morning. And then talking about what it meant when she remembered that she had a stash of meds tucked away, and she took a pill. And one, how it made her feel in terms of feeling guilty, like she wasn't trying hard enough, like she wasn't in control enough, that she wasn't able to do it. And she felt like she should have been able to do it. And she couldn't actually write the piece until she actually did take the pill. And it began to calm her brain enough to be able to work. So I feel that pain. I feel that. Okay, I have to keep my brain engaged. I find myself going from task to task to task to task, from kitchen to bedroom to living room to online, from tab to tab to tab to tab. And I open up the word processing document and then look at it for a few seconds, maybe a few minutes, maybe write a couple hundred words, and then I'm off again someplace. I have to go fix lunch, I have to do this, I have to do that. It's... my brain feels like a hamster wheel. And I can't, even, well, and perhaps I just need to work a little more on the meditation. Meditation is not, it's not being as effective. And perhaps it's not being as effective because I'm looking at this focus exercise as being more prescriptive, more directive, less the exercise in order to train my brain. And I'm looking at it more from the perspective of an exercise that I hope will change my behaviors or change my brain chemistry. And that's not gonna happen. It's just sort of dumb. I did get my pebble. I did find out what I'm supposed to do with it. And of course, I got waylaid yesterday, so I didn't actually find out what I was supposed to do with it till it was late in the day. What I need to do is do a little practice this morning, perhaps, while I'm cooking breakfast. Because I've got to get breakfast going. I've got to get food ready for the people who are traveling, like me, like my daughter, like my wife, who's going to have to do the drive this morning because daughter and I both have therapy appointments within a few minutes of each other, and hers is with a different doctor 30 miles away. So, yeah, that's a... excuse me. A little aspen catkins all over the sidewalk here. Ah. robins chirping. That's a robin right here on the side of the road. Hello, robin. Working up a sweat. Skies. The sky is pretty. The sky is fascinating this morning. There's so many different kinds of clouds. There's a relatively solid cumulus cloud deck off to the southeast. There is this very high cirro stratus way up there. There are some alto cumulus in the middle. There's a lenticular clouds over the mountains. And here and there, there's these little patches of clear blue sky. Is this tree not dead? This tree is not dead. It's putting out little green buds finally. Just don't stop. Keep walking. Keep walking. Make up for lost time here. Picked up a stone on my hoof. Got a rock in the cleat of my boot. Can I do it? 43, 44, 46, 47, 48. I can. Under 18 minutes. Barely. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.